The following is a special Bless Israel program presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews.
You know, sometimes it's easy to think that the immense evil that we've come to know as the Holocaust is just a thing of the past, a cruel and almost incomprehensible time in our history when millions of our Jewish brothers and sisters were ruthlessly killed. But you know what? The lessons of the Holocaust are just as relevant to Christians today as it was in the past.
I'm Yael Eckstein of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, and this program is of urgent importance. This is our last chance to help save thousands of Holocaust survivors who are suffering, who are living in poverty in the former Soviet Union today.
I am hungry. This is what she keeps telling me.
This is what God wants from us. Just feed the hungry.
The needs that these forgotten Jews have are something beyond anything you can imagine.
Maidanek is the world's first Holocaust memorial, and it was also the first death camp that the world saw in horrifying newsreels. Ezekiel saw in his prophecy the dry bones of the Jewish people.
Rabbi Daniel Korobkin is the current president of the Rabbinical Council of America, a strong advocate of Israel, and board member for the Fellowship in Canada.
The Holocaust represents a satanic evil that the world before had never seen. But despite all of that evil, there were still beacons of light, good Christians, who took personal risk to themselves and their entire family in order to save Jews during the Holocaust.
When you were a boy, your family did something that I can barely comprehend.
My family managed to hide the Jewish family for 2.5 years. Nobody knew that they were living with us.
My father was born 1928, and when the Nazis came to the village, he saved 25 Jews.
There were many Christian people like my mother who tried to save them and hide them, despite the danger.
Thank God for these saints in the shadows who gave everything, risked everything to save one Jewish life. But today, the forgotten Jews who survived the Holocaust are now again in a fight for their survival.
My name is Irina. I was 5 years old when Nazis came to our village, and I saw German soldiers, and I was so hungry, so I just ran to them. I wanted to ask for some bread, and I had a Jewish look. So my older brother, he grabbed me by the hand and saved my life. This is what I remember from my childhood, just being hungry all the time. And now I feel hungry again.
Chairman of the U.S. Board for the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, Bishop Paul Lanier.
So much has been stolen from her life, her family, her children.
When the neighbors in the communist time found out that I believe in God, they all came and they wanted to hit me and tell me to leave God. And only God knows how much I suffered. And I was a good mother. Believe me, I was a good mother to them. And they took my children.
You touched my heart when you said a moment ago, I'm hungry. What did you eat last night? Have you eaten this morning?
I ate the carrot, so I ate half of it yesterday, and I had it today for breakfast. And this is what she ate in 2 days, one carrot. Please pray for me.
Precious woman, had her children taken away because she believes in God. All these years, and things have not changed. And we're still appealing to all of us who can make a difference.
We bring that light of hope in the darkness. We bring that still soft voice of God to these abandoned, forgotten Holocaust survivors. And we say, there is hope for your future.
The International Fellowship of Christians and Jews began this ministry to help elderly Jews living in horrible poverty around the world. We urgently need your gift of $25 now to help provide one survival food box with all of the foods they critically need for their diet. Call 800-789-6873. 800-789-6873. That's 800-789-6873. You can also donate online at blessisraeltoday.org.
It breaks my heart to know that there are Holocaust survivors who suffer to this very day. It's not only the painful memories of lost loved ones, but now with pensions of less than $2 per day, they live in some of the poorest conditions imaginable.
There's a sense of hopelessness, questioning, has God forgotten me? We can be a part of God's response to them. No, you're not forgotten.
Please don't delay. Call or go online now to help rush one survival food box to a Holocaust survivor who is suffering and in desperate need. Know that your $25 gift will be transformed into a life-saving blessing that will help feed a hungry, elderly Jewish person.
For those of you who would like to do even more, for a gift of $50, you could help provide a survival food box and 3 hot meals a week for an entire month. Through our Hot Meals Delivery Ministry, 3 times a week we deliver nourishing meals to the elderly Jews who need it most.
Call 800-789-6873. 800-789-6873. That's 800-789-6873. You can also donate online at blessisraeltoday.org. Again, that's blessisraeltoday.org.
We all know the difference between a home-cooked meal and something that you pick up off the shelf. Our volunteers at the fellowship are preparing with tremendous love and care these hot meals. And it's not just the food, it's the human connection from our volunteers who are delivering the food, creating that bond, that sense of not being alone, that they haven't been forgotten.
Half of my meager pension goes on medications. How could I buy medications and eat in $60 a month? So now I have to decide whether I starve as like in my childhood. I believe in God, but I sometimes feel maybe He forgot me. I'm sure there are good people in the world. Perhaps you could tell my story and I would find a matching soul that would understand. I face hunger again.
President and CEO of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, Yael Eckstein.
When Nina saw the food box that Christians provided,
you will not be hungry again.
She burst into tears.
This is what God wants from us. Just feed the hungry. We all, Christians and Jews, are children of God. So imagine God looking at His children. Your children are giving a helping hand to each other. How much joy it brings in heaven.
Seeing just the extraordinary ways in which your gifts to the fellowship make a real difference in human lives. To take that food box, put it on the table, and see the tears of joy from those who receive it, but it wouldn't have happened without you being a partner to the Fellowship of Christians and Jews.
These elderly Jews suffer daily from the pain of loneliness and an urgent need for food to survive. Many will become sick and even die if they don't receive help soon.
It's a huge responsibility to know that many of these beloved children of God will die alone, forgotten.
A gift of $25 will help rush one survival food box today to a Holocaust survivor. Or for a donation of $50, you can help provide both the survival food box and 3 hot meals a week for 1 month. Call 800-789-6873. 800-789-6873. You can also donate online at blessisraeltoday.org.
One of the favorite scriptures that I have, which says, withhold not good to those in whom it's due, when it's in the power of your hand to do it. God is holding us responsible to take care of those Jewish people.
Call 800-789-6873. 800-789-6873. That's 800-789-6873. You can also donate online at blessisraeltoday.org.
The fellowship always makes it known to the Jewish people that we're helping that it's Christians in America who are blessing them. Inside of each fellowship survival food box are fresh vegetables, fruit, canned fish, eggs, buckwheat, cooking oil, and much, much more.
All of this helps them make it through the month. For those of you who want to be part of this ministry on a monthly basis, for just $25, you can help provide one survival food box every month.
When you join the fellowship's Box a Month Club, you're going to help Russia's survival food box full of nutritious, life-giving food every single month. What an answer to prayer this is going to be for a Holocaust survivor who often doesn't know where their next meal will come from.
This is the best way to help provide ongoing life-saving aid and nourishment to a Holocaust survivor or elderly Jew in need. Please call or go online right now and join the Box a Month Club with your commitment of just $25 a month. For joining, you will receive from Yael the Fellowship's Promises of the Prophets scripture set. The Promises of the Prophets will encourage your faith and remind you to please pray for the elderly Jews you are helping each month. Call 800-789-6873. 800-789-6873. That's 800-789-6873. You can also donate online at blessisraeltoday.org. Former congressional representative from Minnesota, a strong advocate for Israel, and a U.S. board member of the fellowship, Michelle Bachman.
I am very proud to partner and align with the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. This trusted ministry is giving Christians like me a way to bless elderly Jewish people who live in extreme poverty around the world, many of whom are Holocaust survivors. So would you join me? This is our opportunity to work together to bless the Jewish people.
Today, Christians don't have to risk their lives to save the life of a Jewish person. We can be holy in the eyes of God by simply providing a food box.
Chairman Emeritus of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, Bishop Paul Lanier.
No one should suffer as much as she's lost. A child of the war, far too much anguish, heartache, evil. And now she asks, who's going to take care of me now? Almighty God, we love you and we thank you. How can we bless this precious woman day after day?
These elderly are terrified that they're going to get a food box and what happens next month. They've been abandoned, neglected, forgotten their entire lives. That's why a Box a Month Club is such an important part of the fellowship's ministry. When you join the Box a Month Club, we can come here to the former Soviet Union and tell these sacred, forgotten Holocaust survivors, you will have a food box next month as well, and a month after that. Because there is a Christian in America who heard and answered God's call.
They certainly deserve our respect, our love, and our support. Because God tells us. God tells us to take care of His people.
Very many people, before they go to bed, they pray to God. They send you love.
Yes.
Yes. In every food box, you will get some love and prayers.
Become a part of the fellowship today by reaching out to bless and comfort these precious people of God. Joining our Box a Month Club with a monthly donation of $25 will make a life-changing difference because of the love and life-saving nourishment that will be delivered each month to one precious Jewish soul. Thanks to you. For joining the Fellowship's Box a Month Club, you will receive from Yael our free Promises of the Prophets scripture set. The Promises of the Prophets will encourage your faith and remind you to please pray for the elderly Jews you are helping each month. Call 800-789-6873. 800-789-6873. That's 800-789-6873. You can also donate online at blessisraeltoday.org.
During the Holocaust, there were so many people across the world who turned really a blind eye and a deaf ear to what was happening to our Jewish brothers and sisters. We all, as Christian believers, have a responsibility to do our dead level best to be salt and light to those who have been affected by the darkness of the Holocaust.
I often think, why those two Christian people decided to save me? Everything that I have thanks to those good Christian people. I have children, I have grandchildren, and I have all of this because of Miron and Evdokia Timchenko, the good Christian people who saved my life. When the Nazi soldiers came to the house, they pointed a gun to their head and said, "We are going to kill you if you will not tell us where you're hiding this Jewish girl." Their life was in danger.
President and CEO of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, Yael Eckstein.
The Nazis called it the Harvest Festival. And as music played over the loudspeakers, mothers, fathers, grandparents, and children all were stripped of their clothing and murdered. The International Fellowship of Christians and Jews stands together, Christians and Jews, against the evil that tried to destroy the Jewish people and God's prophetic word. We remember what happened here, and we honor them. During Hitler's reign of terror, there were Christians who understood that the survival of the Jewish people was a spiritual battle. Saints in the shadows who risked everything to let one person know that they're not abandoned by God.
Rabbi Danielle Korobkin is the current president of the Rabbinical Council of America, a strong advocate of Israel, and board member for the Fellowship in Canada.
It's personally gratifying for me to be able to connect with Lydia, who helped Jews when she was younger during the war. My mother is a survivor of the Holocaust because she was taken in by a Christian family, and she's still alive today, my mother. Lydia is 102 years old, and so we bring her a food box and we bring her the hot meals as well. And we treat her like she's mishpacha, like she's our family.
This is the vision and the ministry of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. For more than 40 years, hundreds of thousands of Christians have been receiving God's blessings into their lives, just as it's promised in the scriptures.
Christians and Jews alike are partnering together so that we can help fulfill the prophetic destiny that we all share. As Genesis 12 reminds us, those who bless Israel will be blessed.
You will receive God's blessing when you bless these children of Israel who urgently need your help now. Your gift of $25 will help provide one survival food box packed full of life-saving essentials that will help feed an elderly Jew struggling to survive. Or for a gift of only $50, you'll help provide one survival food box plus three nutritious hot meals each week for an entire month. Call 800-789-6873. 800-789-6873. That's 800-789-6873. You can also donate online at blessisraeltoday.org.
Sometimes it can feel so overwhelming to see Holocaust survivors who lost everything.
I remember everything as it happened yesterday. All of us boarded a train. There were so many people on this train, and it was so crowded. My grandfather got sick. And I remember myself, people throw my grandfather's body out of the train to the Dnieper River. I remember myself screaming and crying. Our train stopped, and suddenly we saw German planes bomb the area. And my mother's in the field because we didn't have anything to eat. This is how I lost my mother.
Hannah has experienced so much evil in her life, and it's time now that we come together to push back against the darkness, to show her some love.
Hannah, we also brought you hot meals.
To show her that she's not alone.
3 meals here for the week, okay?
And these hot meals are what enable them to eat during the week, something that's fresh and healthy.
I love this food. This is good for me. I love the tomatoes and the rice.
Hannah and so many other Holocaust survivors here in the former Soviet Union live on less than $2 a day.
Chairman Emeritus of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, Bishop Paul Lanier.
You are the blessing that God's using to touch Anna. She has relentless hunger.
I'm a child of the war. I am alone in this world. I remember buying a loaf of bread 2 days ago and a little bit of milk. This is the only thing I could afford. There's nothing here to cook, so I just pray.
You see the anguish, heart that is broken from a life of loss. This is a child of Israel. How do we comfort her? Anna needs you, and I believe that you're the hands of God in this situation. You truly are her lifeline.
We urgently need your gift of $25 now to help provide one survival food box with all of the foods they critically need for their diet. Or for a gift of $50, you can help provide both the survival food box plus 3 hot meals a week for 1 month. Please respond to God's call in your heart now, while there's still time. Call 800-789-6873. 800-789-6873. That's 800-789-6873. You can also donate online at blessisraeltoday.org.
Christians don't have to risk their lives to save one Jewish life. We can follow in the footsteps of Christian heroes without putting our family at risk. When I'm here with Galina, I realize how alone she is. No one else is coming to see her. She remembers the Holocaust very clearly. She remembers her father dying of starvation.
I was already 12 years old, and we were starving. And one of the neighbors told that we are Jewish family, and our house was marked with Star of David, and we had to wear the Star of David on our clothes. But there were also good Christian people who cared about us. I had a friend who knew that we have nothing to eat, so she peeled the potatoes very thick, and this was our only food. This is the only thing she could do to help us.
One Christian, who when she peeled her own potatoes, intentionally peeled them a little thicker, and she gave the potato peels to Galina and her family. That's what kept Galina alive during the Holocaust. And I realized that God calls all of us to do what we can in every situation. What is God calling us to do today for 93-year-old Galina in her final years? Maybe we can give her a food box to help her survive.
This is your last opportunity to respond to this urgent program and help provide a $25 survival food box to one elderly Jew. Or for a gift of $50, you can help provide both a survival food box and 3 nutritious hot meals every week for an entire month. Perhaps God is leading you to do more by helping one elderly Jew every month. Joining our Fellowship Box a Month Club is the best way to help provide ongoing life-saving aid and nourishment to a Holocaust survivor or elderly Jew in urgent need. For joining, you will receive from Yael our free Promises of the Prophets scripture set. The Promises of the Prophets will encourage your faith and remind you to pray for the elderly Jews you are helping each month. Call 800-789-6873. 800-789-6873. That's 800-789-6873. You can also donate online at blessisraeltoday.org.
Right now, as this program comes to an end, my prayer is that we will be able to bring some hope to the people who need it most. That together we'll be able to awaken the hearts, stir the souls of Christians and Jews in America. That they can feed the least of these, the remnants of the Jewish people, to remind these forgotten Holocaust survivors there are still Christian heroes today, Christians like you.
Bless Israel is a radio ministry of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews and was written and produced by Westar Media.